Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is Tuesday, right?
Last time I looked.
All
yeah.
right. Happy Tuesday, everybody. 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m.
We're not doing Monday again.
This is a regular week. Next week's your holiday off.
Next week
is Labor Day.
Off on Monday?
Yeah.
That's not a week. That's a day.
No, but I mean, that's when you're going to be screwed up. You know, the whole schedule will be screwed up. You'll think it's Monday on Tuesday next week.
Yeah, let's go with that. have a surprise for you guys coming on Thursday and Friday. You'll see what that's all about on Thursday and Friday. Welcome to it. We have a... I got to ask you a question. What the heck is the deal with these maroons down in Madison protesting? What are they trying to accomplish here?
It's called civil disobedience.
Yeah, but enough. All they're doing is they're acting like tools at this point.
Well, in your opinion, in their opinion, okay. they're performing civil disobedience of things they don't agree with.
Okay, when you perform civil disobedience, you are attempting to correct a wrong, correct? You are trying to draw attention to a... What are they trying to draw attention to?
They don't like the policies of Governor Walker
and
the Republican-led legislature.
And exactly what are they trying to accomplish by going into the Capitol building? All they got to do is get a permit. They can sing, they can dance, they can put on puppet shows. What's the matter? Just go do it.
You, as a defender of the Constitution, aren't suggesting that they need a permit to perform their free speech rights, do you?
Because they are disruptive. Okay, they've not proven that they are being civilly disobedient. They're just being a bunch of children. And this time, all right, we got, what, two or three of them that got arrested this time?
Well, we've had 300 arrested since the crackdown began. Well, look, the permits are free.
Okay, and permits are free.
And it's the slippery slope. You don't need a permit to perform your free speech
and it's
rights.
For groups of 20 or more.
Yeah, you know what? You do not have the right to argue with me using the slippery slope argument.
No?
Because every time I've used it, every time I've said that it's a slippery... don't start that! Blah, 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 blah. We actually have audio from the individual that led this last group. They said, all right, so you're going to need some identification and so forth.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
So I believe you can tell that's a true Wisconsinite from that accent.
Mm-hmm.
That was true. You could tell how he used his O's there and so forth.
It is a place of business.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine, demonstrators camped out, say, in the parking lot every time you're trying to do the show.
You would like that, because there'd be cameras taking pictures, right?
In some ways, I would like that, yes.
I can make that.
But, you could make that happen, couldn't you?
But, you're working, you're at your desk, you're working on a spreadsheet, you're running some state program, and you got...
Yeah.
People outside your office yelling things all day.
And I just, at this point, I fully support an individual's right to free speech. I truly do. And I believe that when you are standing up for a cause you believe in and you are trying to accomplish something, then it's honorable. But these people are not trying to accomplish something. All they're doing is being children. They're acting like kindergartners, throwing a temper tantrum, trying to be disruptive. That brings no honor to their cause. It brings it. If anything, those with half a brain would say, I'm not going to be a part of this childish behavior. I'm going to do something that actually can affect a change, not acting like a tool and being arrested. it bothers me because what they're doing is they're diluting the power of the protest. You're diluting it. I can't talk this morning.
You're not going to give them points for staying with it for all these months?
No. Listen, I went to Washington, D.C., and outside of the gates of Washington, D.C. is a dude that's been protesting the Vietnam War, and he's still there. He and his wife take turns protesting nuclear proliferation and the Vietnam War, and I went up to him and I said, really? At this point, what are you doing? Well, man, you got to don't. All you're doing, you're making a living doing this. You're making a living. You get donations. I said, this isn't a cause anymore. You've sold out. No way, man. I live here and it's uncomfortable. I was like, yeah, when was the last time you were here when it was raining? Yeah, that's what I thought. Please. If you're going to protest. Do it.
You want
the rain and
the hailstorm to come and you want the guy standing there.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to stand there with a cause, stand there for your cause. Don't be a fair weather individual. Now there's bigger, more tragic news. this actually could have some real long-lasting. This comes to us. Tom brought this report to me this morning.
Yes, this is tragic news.
For the second year in a row, a shortage of cow chips is raising concerns for the state cow chip throwing contest in Prairie du Sac in Sauk County.
Yeah, down in south eastern Wisconsin weekend.
Got to have lots of coffee before I say that.
The cow chip throwing contest is in peril.
Last year, the drought forced cattle to stay near their barns and keep cool, and there was not enough manure that could be dried and flattened in time of the event.
Uh-huh.
This year, a wet spring has dissolved the manure. Event chairwoman Marietta Router, how would you like to have that job? Says she'll pull out 3 barrels of reserve chips.
They've saved them.
Ma'am, may I ask you a question? Where do you keep the 3 barrels of reserve chips?
Somebody's barn, I would imagine.
Sooner or later, they're going to need a normal year to get some fresh poop. The contest is part of a festival that will take place Friday and Saturday in Prairie du Sac.
Put that on your tourist schedule there.
All right, yeah. Friday and Saturday, yeah, I'm going to try. So there it is.
That will be particularly good if you're hungover going to the cow chip throw.
Wait, what? You're making assumptions, my friend. Why would I?
Okay. All right, we'll keep that a secret.
Yes, please do.
We'll figure it out on Friday.
Mm-hmm. WSAU, this is the Wisconsin Morning News. Oh, yeah, we're coming back.
Welcome back to the job you could do without. Welcome back to that same old place that you gripe about. Well, the boss's voice is an awful sound. This office is causing your head to pound. You'd still be home sleeping. If your clock wasn't beeping. Get up and on your way, cause this ain't no holiday. Welcome back.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.